我们请翻开路加二十四章。
Let's please refer to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24.
路加二十四章、约翰二十一章跟马可十四章、二十六章都是最末篇，讲主耶稣要升天前的记事。
And the Gospels of Luke and John are all passages that speak of the before the ascension of the Lord.
那主耶稣做了最大的托付。
He gave his great commission.
就是我们信徒要去传福音，来给万民来聆听、来接受。
Which is that as believers, we should preach the word to all peoples.
那奉主耶稣基督的名来施洗，让他们脱离罪恶。
That in the name of Jesus Christ, they can do this and they can be delivered from evil.
借着圣灵的更新。修道成道，然后迎接主的再来。
That through the renewal of the Holy Spirit, they can obey the word and await the second coming.
那二十四节，二十章四十四节呢，有一段话。
In Luke chapter 24, verse 14.
那就是主耶稣见证说，这个经就是圣经，是为他做见证的。
The Lord says that this Bible, this word, testifies about him.
那当然，这个主耶稣跟使徒时代的这位的圣经是指着旧约的。
Of course, in the time of the Lord Jesus, he was speaking of the Old Testament.
那圣经里头旧约是有关主耶稣见证，记载在哪儿？
In the Bible, in the Old Testament, where does it record about the Lord Jesus?
那就是他所说的。
This is what he said.
他说：“我从前跟你们同在的时候，所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须来应验。”这里提到有三个，一个就是摩西律法。
And this passage it tells us that the first testimony of him is the law of Moses.
第二个就是先知的书。
Secondly is the books of the prophets.
第三个就是诗篇。
Thirdly is the Psalms.
那其实用旧约的三大部分的规模来看，这个三个是构成整个旧约圣经的内容。
If we look at the three main sections, this covers the whole content of the Old Testament.
摩西就指着律法书或者五本的这个旧约的最前面的五本书卷。
Moses refers to the first five books of the law.
就是说创世纪一直到申命记。
From Genesis to Deuteronomy.
那这个有时候叫做摩西五经。
And this is called the Pentateuch.
或者我们有时候叫做律法。
We also call them the law.
那就是用发音来说的 Torah 是指的希伯来文 Pentateuch 就是 Penta 是指五，那 Tuch 就是五本圣经，就是摩西律法，这就等于这五本圣经。
And the Mosaic law refers to these.Five or Pentateuch, which is the law.
那主耶稣在谈论的时候，有时候说古时候的人说，古人说。
Sometimes when Jesus spoke, he would say in the
ancients.
The ancients said.
那古人他就有特定的引据，是出自摩西五经。
The ancients is referring to these five Mosaic books.
尤其在马太福音第五章，他登山宝训的时候，他说：“从前的摩西怎么说？我只是告诉你。”他在属灵的提升。
Especially in Matthew chapter 5, when he is giving the Sermon of the Mount, he is speaking about the Mosaic law.
摩西说不可杀人。
Moses said that you shall not kill.
摩西说你不可犯奸淫。
Moses said you shall not commit adultery.
那意思就是主耶稣说我只是告诉你。
The Lord just says, I am saying the same.
诫命说不可杀人，不可犯奸淫的事情。
The commandments say that we shall not kill, commit adultery.
那就是外在的规定。
These are external regulations.
但是我是要从那内心的动机做起。
But I speak of the internal motivation.
所以把律法，就把条文更加的属灵化，有生命力，内在化。
He gave this spiritual context and this internal motivation to the law.
所以说他注重内心的修养，强如外在行为的约制。
The Lord emphasized this internal aspect more so than the external.
所以那些摩西说的、古人说的，指着律法书，就是这个所谓的圣经的律法，摩西五经。
The ancients refers to Moses and the law.
所以第一句话我们了解，就是摩西五经，或者叫律法书，或者叫说古人，或者有时候称为古人比较少，有时候称为。律法书这样说，圣经这么说的。
The Bible speaks to us of the ancients or Mosaic law.
那第二个词端就是先知的书。
The second part is the books of the prophets.
那就是有三希伯来文的三大先知书。
Which are the three big prophets of the Hebrews.
那以后又加了但以理书，就成为四个先知。
Then they added the book of Daniel, which made four prophets.
但希伯来文本身没有但以理书的。
But in Hebrew, there isn't an inclusion of Daniel.
但以理书是放在末篇，刚才诗篇里头的那个集节的篇幅。
Daniel was included at the section of the Psalms.
那个最后一篇叫做书写篇 ，writings。
And the last section was called the writings.
就是说先知律法书写篇，等于说杂篇的、外篇的这样的意思。
Which is the laws of prophets and other writings.
那这个先知书代表有三个篇幅很长的，我们称为大先知。
The prophets can be segmented into two. One is the lengthier.
对，那就是以赛亚书、耶利米跟以西结。
Which is Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel.
那另外第四卷的第四大书啊，第四卷称为十二个小先知书。
The fourth section is the 12 minor prophets.
所以有四卷的先知书。
Which there are four sections of these prophets.
所以我们说先知书是指的三大小先大先知十二个小先知书的。
The books of the prophets includes the three major prophets and the 12 minor prophets.
好，那第三部分就包括了，诗歌、历史，或者说智慧传统。
The third section includes
poetry
and tradition.
History. 然后就说那个。Wisdom tradition.
And wisdom traditions.
还有一个就是叫天启隐秘文体 apocalyptic.
And also the apocalyptic books.
就包括但以理书七章到十二章那个部分。
Which includes Daniel chapter 7 to 12.
所以这个就是诗篇就在这个书写篇里头就突出来。
The Psalms are included in these writings.
是希伯来诗歌的最著名的这个颂赞的祷告的描写神这方面的一个心灵祷告跟颂赞跟叙事的一个诗歌。
These are the most notable Psalms and prayers.
所以我们要知道旧约圣经是包括这个内容。
We should understand that the Old Testament is made up of these.
那所以主耶稣说摩西所说的或者律法书所说的
That is why the Lord Jesus refers to the law or Moses
以赛亚或耶利米以西结或小先知书所说的对我说指着我说的
Or what Isaiah, Jeremiah or the minor prophets have said
还有诗篇里头记载着有关或者预言或者说影射到我说的
Or what the Psalms have prophesied
就是说把主耶稣的行迹不管他的言教或者他的这个行出的异能神迹奇事都有旧约的背景。
All of the miracles and signs that the Lord performed have a background in the Old Testament.
所以这马太福音特别强调这个应验成全，尤其成全这个字眼。
The Gospel of Matthew has this word of fulfillment.
好，那我们现在就来看为什么主耶稣这么说。
Let us now study why the Lord said this.
我们常常就第一点说，摩西指着主说的是什么呢
？What did the Lord say about Moses?
因为摩西是犹太教最重要的部分。
Moses is one of the main characters of the Judaic faith.
就是犹太教的立法精神、原则跟建立的一个基础。
He was the principle of their law.
假定没有这犹太教的根基的话，那就没有。没有摩西为根基的话，就没有犹太教的今天。
If the Judaic faith would not exist without this root of Moses, the basis of Moses.
所以摩西是在犹太信仰当中，或者以色列民族信仰当中不可或缺的一个重要的一个基础。
And Moses is a basic foundation of Judaism.
他们每个礼拜都在阅读着一个就是章篇。规定三年一个周期要把摩西五经都念完。
Every week they will study a passage of these Mosaic books so that in the course of 3 years they can complete the reading.
所以在会堂的崇拜有这个律法这个部分。
In the temple they will study the law.
In the synagogue.
In the synagogue they will study the law.
那这样说来，摩西的重要就指着主耶稣。那犹太人就指着将来有一个摩西说的要出现。
And because Moses was a cornerstone of Judaism, it was actually speaking about Jesus who would come.
当然从摩西五经就演出以后的口传这些律法，我们叫律法师或者文士们的教导。
A lot of the teachings of the law come from these Mosaic books.
就变成不管口传和笔载的、笔录的，就这些，就摩西，就说旧约的经典。
And these all became a key point of the Old Testament.
经典而衍生出一直到公元后的这些集大成的这个犹太经典、犹太的典籍。
And these were all highlights of Judaism.
那我们现在来看呢，摩西五经有一句很重要的话。
There is a very important phrase in the Mosaic book.
请看《生命记》的十八章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
生命记十八章有两节，是应许将来有位先知会像摩西一样的。
In Deuteronomy chapter 18, there are two verses that speak of a prophet that will be like Moses.
一个就是主耶稣亲自对摩西说的。
When it's something that the Lord said to Moses.
然后第二个就是用第三人称在说的。
The second is spoken in the third person.
好，那你就请看十五节。
Let's refer to verse 15.
神要从你们弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知像我，就是摩西说像我，你们要听从他。
The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren.
摩西在西乃山上，圣经记着。四十昼夜面对面，面对着面来跟神在火焰中在交通。
The Bible tells us that Moses was on Mount Sinai for 40 years speaking face to face with God.
然后他带着，或者四十天昼夜哈，那带着这个法版下山。
He was there for 40 days and nights, and then he brought these tablets down from the mountain.
那就一定有很多主神所应许的、所交代的。
There were many teachings that God must have given him.
然后你再看十七、十八节，尤其十八节那句话。
Let's refer to verses 17 and 18.
那这是神说的。
This is what the Lord said.
我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知，像你，就神对摩西说像你。
The Lord said to Moses, I will raise up for them a prophet like you.
换句话说，以后的这个犹太民族信仰、民族信仰的社会当中，有兴起一位先知，神所应许像摩西一样的先知。
In other words, in the future Jewish world, there will be a prophet like Moses.
那这句话以后就应验在主耶稣传道当中，众民对主行神迹或者很有权威的教导以后，很赞佩。很赞叹，很敬佩，会说这句话。
And this was a prophecy that was fulfilled when the Lord was in the world.
说有先知，摩西所说的那一位，我说是那个先知，有三个措辞法。
Which is that he was a prophet of which Moses was spoken about.
那个先知和 that prophet.
Of that prophet.
都在我们中间了。
It's in your midst.
所以你看新约假定说那个先知，你就会想到《生命记》十八章十五节跟十八节的话语。
In the New Testament, when you hear the phrase "that prophet," then you should recall Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 and 18.
那甚至有人问使徒约翰说：“你是不是那个先知？”
There were even people who asked John the Baptist, "Are you that prophet?"
那使徒约翰说：“不是，那在我要后头要来的那个。”
But John the Baptist denied it and said that there is one coming who is that prophet.
那当然，你从约翰福音第一章。介绍名词，约翰作者介绍的名词，介绍耶稣的身份。就可以看出来。
From the Gospel of John, we can see this same introduction of the Lord.
所以我们说的第一点就是说那个先知。
First, we should think about that prophet.
在新约里头就指着神对摩西所应许的那一位先知，将来要兴起。
In the New Testament, the reference to that prophet is the promise that the Lord gave to Moses that there will be a prophet.
就是中他们终末论里头很重要的期待。
And this was a great hope for the people.
那我们现在来看旧约圣经还有第二大部分。
There is a second section of the Old Testament.
请看大先知，尤其我们先从刚才所唱的诗来看吧，就是说主耶稣进圣城。
Start from the section where the Lord is entering the holy city.
那当然，我们刚才在解释的时候，曾经看诗篇118篇25节跟26节。
And we had just discussed Psalm.
Psalm 118, 25 and 26.
And when the Lord comes, we say, Oh God, save us.
Which is verses 25 and 26
of Psalm 118.
Hosanna, Hosanna. 那 Hosanna 这个字啊，就是跟约书亚、何西亚的一个音，也 Hosanna 都是神拯救，神是我的救主这样的意义。
Hosanna has the same meaning as Joshua, which is, Oh God, save us.
啊，你看何西亚先知就神拯救。
Hosea was also God saved.
有后书啊，约书亚啊，或者说新约翻成耶稣，都是神拯救。这个同就是同一个字啊，不同的发音，但是跟语根是一样的。
Joshua and Jesus also have the same meaning, even though they're pronounced differently, they have the same definition.
所以我们说耶稣，我们法文跟德法文跟英文读这 G 的音，其他都念 E 的音啊 ，E 的音的。
Only in French and in English, we have a hard J sound, but in other languages, it's a softer sound.
Jesus, 啊，但是其他的耶稣啊，耶稣啊，这样的 E 的音。
And in other languages, it's a softer I sound.
啊，不管如何，我们是指神拯救，神是我救主，耶稣是我们的救主。
Regardless of the pronunciation, the meaning is that the Lord is our Savior.
那他会进他的圣城，统治他的国度。
He will enter into the holy city to take up his kingdom.
那不但是圣城，而且是在属灵的国度里头，他是弥赛亚王。
He is the Messiah and the King, not only in the holy city, but in the spiritual realm.
那当然，他的进圣城有旧约的应许。
There are prophecies of his entrance into the holy city in the Old Testament.
那尤其一节很鲜明的，就是撒迦利亚书的九章九节。
There is a very clear prophecy in Zechariah chapter 9.
请看撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
旧约圣经1117页。
Zechariah.
第九节。这里你请看一下，西安的民呐，应当大大的喜乐。西安的民呐，应当欢呼！看到你的王来到你这儿，他是公义的，并且施行拯救。那谦谦和和的驱着驴，那换句话说，这个驴就是小驴子，而不是两只驴。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9 it speaks of a king that comes upon a donkey.
那你注意看一下，这个有时候圣经会记载一个驴，一个当主要骑着，那另外驴当着 pack。就当着驮运他的行李的。
And in some passages, you will see that there's a donkey that the Lord is riding upon, and a second donkey that is his pack mule.
那这样说来，就是他们认为说这是骑着驴，那就是骑着驴的驹子啊。但是那个就是呢，被就是说开这个字音呢，会变成跟和与和啊，就是说，那其实原文就是这个驴子呢，就是。小的驴子这样的意思，是一只而已的。
And in this passage, is actually there is only one donkey.
那个这个就是 not to say or that is i.e. 那把它当作连接词，跟和与，跟和和和与汉这个意思，但其实不是。这是附带说明的了。
In some places they consider this and.
conjunction and. 那 conjunction 就连接词了。其实就说明这个本身就是这个 A 就等于 AB 的这个意思就对了。好，那我们现在重点就是说，这个王，公义的王，要拯救的王要进来了，所以西安城要欢呼迎接他。
Because this righteous king will enter, therefore this Zion shall be rejoicing.
那你看到新约的马太福音，我们刚才看的那一场赞美诗啊，21章啊。就记载这个他被欢呼被迎接骑着驴驹进来的一个盛况。
And in Matthew, it records how the Lord entered into Jerusalem and was celebrated this way.
我们在细细看的时候，就会想到这个王什么叫做这个王呢？
And who is this king?
那王权是怎么样呢？在圣经怎么描写呢？
How is this authority of a king described in the Bible?
所以这个就是旧约圣经应该了解的，就是神要立这个受膏者，我们叫弥赛亚。
The Old Testament speaks of this anointed one, the one we call the Messiah.
啊，再来他是要是大卫的那个直系直的那体系的。
He is a descendant of David.
啊，所以常常常说大卫的子孙，大卫的子孙。
That is why he is called the son of David.
尤其是马太福音所强调的这大卫的子孙，他的这个 royal messianism， 他有王权的这个弥赛亚。
Especially in Matthew, there is this emphasis on him being the Messiah from this line of David.
因为他是君王。
Because he is a king.
也是从大卫的体系，大卫的这个王系下来的。
He comes from the royal line of David.
那这都有旧约的那个应许。
These are all prophesied in the Old Testament.
好，那当然旧约应许我们等一下会看到。
And we will see more of these prophecies.
那为什么他是王啊？
Prophecies of his being a king.
跟大卫有什么关系？
What does this have to do with David?
好，那所以这里说，你的王要进来，公义的要施行拯救。他骑着驴驹，很谦逊的，很谦和的这样进来。
And this king will come in a very lowly way upon a donkey.
然后他有王权，他为了要伸张和平公义。
He is going to establish peace and righteousness.
啊，这个是很重要的一点。
This is very important.
好，那现在我们除了看这个以撒迦书九章以外
，As I have from Zechariah chapter 9,
我们都有代表性的举一个例子来说明一下就好了。
And we should also raise another example.
那请看弥迦书第五章，从他的出生的地点。
From Micah, we will study his origin.
那我们常常会明白这个圣经指着这个伯利恒，主耶稣诞生降生的地点。
And about the city of Bethlehem.
啊，那就说五章的二节说，伯利恒虽然这城邑小，可将来有个大的救主要出现，要降生在这里。
In Micah chapter 5 verse 2, it tells us that he will originate from Bethlehem.
啊，所以这个也是主耶稣降生的时候，啊，有牧人还有牧羊人会在那看到天使，啊，他们去报告佳音。
And when the Lord would be born, the shepherds would be there.
啊，因为其实啊，这个伯利恒这个地方十月天呢，就已经很酷冷、很寒冷，不可能站在野地上来牧羊的。
Bethlehem is a very cold place, so it would not be likely that they would be shepherding at that time.
更不要说十二月二十五号那个很严寒的日子，没有人在外头来牧羊的。
It is improbable that on this very cold day of December 25th, there would be anyone shepherding outdoors.
所以主耶稣降生的时候，一定是在这个十月以前，就是说他是不能的，在可以牧野的这个旷野上来牧羊。
And when the Lord came upon the world, it had to be prior to October when it's not so cold and the shepherds could be doing their job.
那这个得到的佳音就是说有救主要生在就你们现在所站的这个伯利恒 Bethlehem 在这个城邑里头。
Here is the prophecy is that the Lord will be born in Bethlehem.
啊，所以你可以看到路加所描写的，也就弥迦书五章。他出生地了。
And this is also described in Luke, which is where he would be born.
好，我们再看一节。请看以赛亚书。
Let us also study the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书啊，请注意一下，以赛亚书有四段在说仆人啊，神的仆人 Abed 这神的仆人。
In Isaiah, there are four sections where there are mentions of the servant of God.
有四个，我们叫 the Song of the Servant， 仆人之歌，用诗歌来写描写这个神的仆人。
There are four songs regarding the servant of God.
为了查经的方便呢，我们再翻一下就好，但不详解。
We'll just quickly flip to them.
那个四段有四段在说仆人之歌哈，是从四十二章开始。
And the first section starts in Isaiah chapter 42.
啊，一节到九节。
Verses 1-9.
那这个是描写主耶稣的谦和，他的温柔，啊，他的不抵抗的那个和平主义，和平主义者。
This speaks about him being humble and not rebellious.
He is a pacifist.
Oh, he's a pacifist.
啊，那这样说来，他是用和平、温柔、谦卑的对应那些甚至施以强暴的那些对敌者。
He wants to establish or behave with peace and humility against those who stand against him.
那有一句话就是：芦虽要将要压伤的芦苇，他不折断；将熄灭的灯火，他不吹熄吹灭。
A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench.
啊，那这个就应验在马太福音十二章描写主耶稣的行径了。
This is emphasis again in Matthew chapter 12 regarding the semblance of Christ.
啊，那我们刚才看十九章第二段所谓的仆人之歌。
The second song of the servant is in Isaiah chapter 49.
它可以从十九章一节到六节。
Verses 1 through 6.
啊。那这里描写主耶稣他的那个教导的权威权那个、权柄。
This describes Jesus' teaching authority.
啊，那他是他因为他神得到荣耀。
Because of him, God was glorified.
那再看第六节，很重要的就是这一节。
Let's refer to verse 6.
就说这个仆人他所代表以色列或这位弥赛亚，他要把神的道理。传到外邦去。
Here it speaks of this servant preaching to the Gentiles.
啊，那所以说让以色列成为外邦人的光明和光亮，亮光。
So that Israel will become a light to the Gentiles.
啊，这个以后要应验在福音的传，就是说广传到四方列邦的这个的应验了。
And this is echoed in the Great Commission of the New Testament.
那请看再看五十节。
Let's also refer to chapter
50. 第三段在仆人之歌。
This is the third song of the servant.
第五十章的四节到九节。
Chapter 50, verse 4 through 9.
也可以到十一节。
Verse 11.
啊，所以你看这个五十章啊，这里描写的，就是他有受教者的舌头。
He has the tongue of the learned.
那所以说，一个是他能够讲授、传授给人的提手旁的授，第四节。那第四节下半句还有一个，他能够聆听。刚才用舌头教人，但是耳朵来听，那他也能够很谦逊的来接受人对他的谈论。
In verse 4, it tells us that he speaks and yet he also hears.
啊，所以四节到九节描写主耶稣他的教导，跟他能够以怜悯谦卑的心来接触啊，人家有甚至社会所摒弃的那些所谓的就是罪人的税吏的，然后被看为在律法或者社团里头丢弃的人们。
In verses 4 through 9, it speaks of his ability to teach as well as his compassion towards the sinners.
好，那再看第四段以赛亚书，是从五十三章十二节。
Chapter 53, verse 12.
到五十三章，五十三章的十二节，应该是从五十二章的十三节。
Chapter 52, verse 13.
一直到五十三章的十二节。
To 53, verse 12.
所以通常我们在讲圣经的时候，用那个英国的点注法，不要用台湾或者美国的两个冒号，我们用一点就可以。五十三点十二，我这么说，五十三点十二。
And then usually, in the British formula, we say 53.2.
所以 point 就是指章跟节的分开哈，五十三点十二，那也就是哦，这是五十三章十二节。
And the point is the distinction between the chapter and the verse.
在写字的时候，你这样写就比较快一点，你可以省掉一个点，就让你记起来就省掉很多时间。
And this helps you really save time when you are writing about these passages.
所以我会说五十三点五十二点十三。
So I would say 52.13.
Hyphen 横折线到。五十三点十二
，hyphen to 53.12。
那意思就是说，这个整个都是有关这一段的经文，你要引的，要说的。
Which is it encompasses this whole section.
所以你从五十二点点十三到五十三点十二，你可以看出也描写神的仆人是什么样的人呢
？From 52.13 to 53.12, we see who the servant is.
尤其你看到第五节、第四节。
Especially verse 4 and 5.
这意思说他为我们罪孽被压伤，他受刑罚让我们得平安，他受鞭伤来让我们得医治。
He has borne our griefs so that we can have peace and so that we can be healed.
那第十节，他成为这逾越节的赎罪羔羊。
And in verse 10, he is the sin offering.
英文叫 Pascha Lamb.
He's the Passover lamb.
那就是说他是在逾越节替我们赎罪的，被宰杀的门楣门框， 有他的血，让天击杀的灭命的天使可以逾越而过。
He is the blood upon the doorframe, so that the angel of death will pass over.
啊，所以这真的是描写主耶稣他在受刑的时候钉十字架的那个情况了。
This tells us of when the Lord was being crucified.
而且他是应验了旧约圣经需要用这个赎罪的羔羊来赎罪，来除罪。
And we needed this atoning lamb for our sins.
那根据希伯来书就说，他一次有功效的，就以后的人不要用牛羊的血来年年的献祭。
And in Hebrew tells us that it has full effectiveness that we no longer need animal sacrifices.
所以八章到十章的希伯来书就变成很重要，在描写主耶稣。
In Hebrews chapter 8 to 10, it also very importantly describes Jesus.
所以我们单单拿这个以赛亚书的这四段的仆人之歌。
When we consider the four songs of the servant in Isaiah,
那有新的有新人，我们就把现在在听的时候、看的时候就把它记起来。啊，那马上转过来可以跟人家见证说，主在旧约圣经的这四段有这样的记载，那就一一的说出来。
If we remember these, then we can share about these recordings about Jesus in the Old Testament.
我认为这是我们信徒的本分跟应该有的这样的修养。
This is our duty as believers.
所以不要让道理听了，然后会出去就忘记了，这样子。
Let us not just hear and then forget.
好，所以这四段就是以赛亚书、大先知书在用仆人、神的仆人来。来预指着主耶稣。
These four sections in the major prophet of Isaiah describe the Lord Jesus.
啊，那当然还有其他地方。
There are also other descriptions and passages.
那请看一下好了，这个请看第二章那里。
Let's refer to chapter
two. 或者我们先看第四章。
Chapter four.
这里有一个哈，说到到那个日。
There's a mention of until that day.
有一个。就所谓的公义的苗裔，公义的苗裔。
Righteous.
那苗裔可以翻成他的一个 scepter， 可以描述一个那个的苗裔就等于他的细子，也可以描写细的。好，这都是有关圣经的专用名词。那这公义的苗裔呢，是指着主耶稣。
The righteous seed refers to the Lord Jesus.
那他是怎么样的？
Who was he?
那说第三章，第四章三节四节以下就描写。
It is described in chapter four, verse three.
他以公义的脸跟焚烧的脸，要将锡安女子的污秽的洗去。
And this righteous spirit will wash away the filth of Zion.
好，所以这个公义的苗裔在圣经里一直会出现。
This righteous seed will show up several times in the Bible.
那就是这是出于大卫的子孙，大卫的后裔的。
It refers to the descendants of David.
那我们再看十一章。
Let's also skip to chapter 11.
请看第一节那里。
Verse 1.
这是指着这耶西的根，耶西的本。啊，那意思就是说，从耶西大卫这样出来的这条路线。
The stem of Jesse refers to this line from David.
然后呢，他要成为神的灵所住的、所差遣的。
The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
然后呢，他会以公义的、会这样的和平啊来谦卑，或甚至用公义来击打这罪恶的世界。
He will be righteous and peaceful and with humility.
啊，所以说这里再看第十节。
Let's skip to verse 10.
所以一节到四节，还有第十节这里，所以耶西的根，也就是大卫的后裔，这个要立万民的大旗，外邦人寻求他。
And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse who shall stand as a banner to the people.
所以以赛亚书十一章就指着在圣经里头有这位应许说要从大卫出来，要成为这个公义的苗裔和公义的根，公义的这个杖。这个名词。
And Isaiah chapter 11 describes that he will come from the line of David through this righteous root.
那我们来看哈耶利米书，我们只看这两节就要离开这先知书。
Let's also refer to Jeremiah.
请看耶利米书二十三章。
Chapter 23.
他们都在期待有一个将来的日子。
They hope and long for this day.
我们再看旧约圣经，在说那个日子。
That day,
或者末后的日子
or in the end days，
这都指着在旧约时代以来，他们对末后这个时期，那英文圣经研究叫做 eschatology， 就是说这个终末论，终末论在讲什么？
And in the Old Testament, when it refers to that day or the end days, it talks about the eschatology, which is what is it referring to? 啊，
就都是有关神要拣选的弥赛亚，那他要怎么样的建立他的这个属灵的王国。
This is how God will select the Messiah and how He will establish His spiritual kingdom.
那在旧约的观念就是建立这个地上的王国。
In the Old Testament context, it is how to establish this earthly kingdom.
那主耶稣给我们的是属灵的王国，因为地上并不能存在的。
The Lord gives us this spiritual kingdom because that which is material will not be permanent.
那这个应许的这个人就是主耶稣。
This promised person is Messiah.
那耶利米书就用旧约的背景来想，将来有一天。
And Jeremiah tells us about that day.
那现在刚才一个字眼会出来，请看第五节。
Chapter 23, verse 5.
啊，这日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，啊，他掌王权，有智慧，有公平跟公义，让以色列要得拯救，要安居啊，他的名要被称为神是我们的义，啊，这个是第五节是描写这个重点。
Verse 5 has the main point.
请翻译一下。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth.
好，再看33章。
Let's also refer to chapter 33.
请看第十四、十五以及第十五节。
Verses 14 and 15.
啊，那就大卫公义的苗裔要兴起，在地上施行公平公义。那以色大犹大。要被拯救，那在耶路撒冷圣城和圣地要得到安居乐业，那神要称为我们的义。这个也是说期许将来有这个王君王姿态出现，君王位分出现的大卫子孙，那他要成为神的儿子，他成为这个受膏者，要变成这个国度的王。
This is also the prophecy of someone coming from the lineOf David, who would become the king.
那有关他是我们的牧者，他是我们的王，也是我们的牧者。
He is our king, and he is also our shepherd.
啊，那就可以看这个以西结书34章。
You can find this in Ezekiel chapter 34.
尤其23节那里。
Verse 23.
啊，在末后日子，神自要做大牧人，可是他要立一个牧者，新就是那个名字叫大卫的。啊，不是大卫那个大卫，那是就是用大卫代号来的，是大卫的子孙的一个人。
In the end days, there will be a shepherd who will be his servant David, but it doesn't represent David by his descendant.
那他要牧养这神的羊。
And he will pastor the sheep of God.
那当然，这以后会应验在主耶稣牧羊篇的约翰福音10章所说的话。
This is a prophecy about the Lord in John chapter 10.
好，那我们就离开这先知书了。
Now we move past the books of the prophets.
那我们现在还要查考，就是有关这个诗篇为主在讲主耶稣或预指着主耶稣是什么地方呢？
Where are the recordings in the books of the Psalms?Regarding Jesus.
啊，我们来看那主耶稣是就神的儿子和神的君立的君王，那这个范围来看。
And we will study this, how Jesus is the Son of God.
请看诗篇第二篇。
Psalm chapter 2.
第二篇是有关君王诗篇的 Royal Psalms.
Which are the Royal Psalms?
啊，就专门在写这个神所立的这个君王大卫体系的君王。
This is the appointment of the king from David.
啊，那他会跟圣城锡安诗歌锡安哈有关系，所以君王锡安。
This king will be related to Zion.
啊，而且他会跟锡安山的圣殿山的圣殿也有关系。
He will also have to do with the holy hill of Zion.
因此呢，我们在这个平安的城耶路撒冷嘛，这个平安城得到一个综合的观念。
This city of peace, Jerusalem, we have this understanding.
一个就是说，他有大卫的王座，就是大卫的宝座。
That he has the throne of David.
因为神立他，选他为君所爱的得意的君王。
Because God has appointed him as his beloved king.
那他就用公义，这民之父母的这个心情跟位份来教导或者引导百姓，或统治百姓。
He uses righteousness to guide the people.
那这在《生命记》17章讲得很清楚。
This is also recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 17.
那他要在神面前代表他将神的律法传给百姓，那自己要遵守，也教导百姓要遵守。
He will represent God and he will teach the law and teach the way.
所以他是用公义啊， 来审断的。
He judges with righteousness.
那除了这大卫王座以外，第二个有这很重要的就是圣殿。
The second important point is the holy temple.
啊，那我们可以看到所罗门用七年的功夫建成了圣殿。
It took King Solomon 7 years to complete this holy temple.
那这个可以从列王记上6章到8章整个始末建殿的始末来开查考看出来。
And the construction is according to First Kings.
那这里所描写的就是说神的殿最主要我们可以简单说有两个重点。
There are two main points about this temple of God.
第一个就是神立名的地方。
When it is a place where God has appointed.
立名他立人的名字的 name, 他所在。那第二个呢就是他要居住 Shagan, 一个是 Sham, 一个是 Shagan, 一个他要把名立在这里神的名一个就是他神的灵要住的地方。
One is the place where he will be named and one place where he will abide.
那他用什么方法来住呢?
How does he abide?
就是住在这至圣所,就是圣所里头,一个幔子隔着的至圣所。
He will live in the most holy place.
那这至圣所里头有约柜。
The ark will be within this most holy place.
那就有基路伯撑着这个宝座。
And the cherubim will hold up the mercy seat.
那他的脚凳就是这个施恩座这个表面上头。
And this will be his foothold of mercy.
所以说 mercy seat. 那这里可以看到，就是说我们看神以王者这个王的宝座坐在那圣城里头的这个至圣所。
And this is the mercy seat where God will sit like a king.
好，那这样在神的面前就指着这个意思的。
These are the meanings before God.
所以我们对圣经的认识就慢慢的一点一滴就可以看到神的作为。
Here we can easily see God's works.
这个是所以他的宝座也在跟大卫宝座一起，所以一个是政治的，一个宗教的中心了。
His mercy seat is aligned with the throne of David. One is political and one is religious.
所以耶路撒冷有这里两重那重要重点在这里。
And Jerusalem has these two aspects to it.
那再来我们来看，那王登基的时候，神怎么确认呢？
How does God confirm a king?
那请看二那个诗篇第二章第二篇
Psalm chapter 2.
那第六节
verse 6.
这个说是神说的哈。
This is what God said.
他说我已经立我的君王，就大卫的体系的君王，在锡安圣山上头了。
He said, "I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion."
那在第七节
verse 7.
那个受高者就是受高的那个君王会说。
And this Lord will declare.
那个受高者 the anointed one 就是 anointed king 他说的，他说我就是说这个王他要传神的旨意。
The anointed king he will proclaim the will of God.
那神曾经对我说
，And God spoke to me and said,
你是我儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
这意思就是说，我们看这个以色列王的。这个高立跟登基有两道手续。
There are two procedures for this setting of a king.
一个先在圣殿里头，他要受高立，他拿着律法书，然后神就主持的就会以神的口吻说：“今日我生你。”那就是他要成为神的儿子。
One is in within the holy temple, he will be appointed, and God will call him his son.
然后这个手续完以后，他要回到这圣殿的宝座那里，他要登基。
After this procedure, he will return to the holy temple and he will ascend.
那登基以后就成为那民呼万岁，所以一个在宗教上的，一个政治上的，这个加冕，高丽加冕登基，这样的动作。
So there are two procedures. One is political and one is religious.
那这两个动作你可以看列王记下11章就可以看出来。
And we can see these two procedures in 2 Kings.
列王记下十一章
，chapter 11。
一个在12节左右的这个祭司啊，领王子出来，给他戴上冠冕，将律法书交给他，高他作王。
One is that they will bring the books of the law and they will crown him as king.
那在旁边的众人就会呼万岁哈。那再来这个宗教的这高立神肯定他是神儿子以外呢，请看第20节左那个17节以下。
And from the religious perspective, it's from verse 17 on.
那他要跟神的百姓来立约。
that there will be a covenant established with the people.
所以神跟王立约，王跟民立约，要念着立约的书。
The Lord has a covenant with the king, and the king will read out the book of the law.
Book of the covenant.
Book of the covenant.
然后要请看十九节，他们要进王宫。
Let's see in verse 19, they enter the palace. 啊，
所以说从这里就可以看到，从殿到王宫，那就是说从这个宗教上的加冕啊高丽变成这个政治上的宝座的登基，就完成这个立王的手续。
They go from the temple to the king's house, or from the religious to the political to complete this.
那你看呢？这个他就要传神，所以说今天他生我，我要成为他的儿子。
Today God has begotten me, and I have become His son.
啊，所以神儿子是大卫的子孙，是神儿子的这根据，是根据在他被高立的时候，神肯定他。
God's son or the descendant of David has been appointed and set by God.
好，我们再看诗十篇一百十篇来结束今天早上的查考。
Let's also skip to Psalm 110 to conclude this
morning's message. 请看诗篇
一百十篇。Psalm 110.
那个诗篇一百十篇。
Psalm 110.
耶和华神对我主说，这个第一个主就是神，第二个主是君王大卫体系的君王。
The Lord said to my Lord, the first one is God, and the second one is the king.
然后他说，你要坐在我右边。
Sit at my right hand.
我使你仇敌坐你脚凳。
Till I make your enemies your footstool.
那脚凳意就是说，古时候两军作战，说败军啊、败方啊，那个将领要被胜方的将领踩着。趴着踩在脖子上头，然后看他手机拿起来，那时候坐脚凳意思就是说被打败，被压在他脚底下。
In the old times, the footstool represented the king that had been vanquished.
所以就要说让敌人坐你的脚凳，意思就是说让你得胜啊，战胜敌人，屈服，被你扑灭。
To make your enemies your footstool means that you overcome and are victorious over your enemies.
那意思就是说，大卫的王系，他有这个权柄，有这个能力，神使他的扫荡可以米平敌人。
This means that David's descendant has the power to overcome the enemy.
然后他要掌权，用能力的杖来掌权。
And he will take up his authority and power.
那这里又多一个名词，叫做你要坐在我右边。
There's a phrase here, sit at my right hand.
但是有时候希伯来书说他要站在神的右边。
Sometimes it says in Hebrew that he will stand at the
right hand. 斯蒂凡要被刺打死的时候，他看到主耶稣站在神的右边。
Or when Stephen was about to be stoned, he saw the Lord at the right hand.
其实这个坐这里的坐哈，简单说不是真的拿凳子坐，那是说处在就在，那这样就好了。
To sit doesn't necessarily mean to sit, but rather to be at that location.
比如说五旬节那一天，有一百二十个信徒坐在他们楼房，那岂不是坐？他们是处在，就在那个楼房里祷告。
For example, the 120 believers that were in the upper room, they were not sitting; they were just present.
还有约翰福音十一章，主耶稣进那个马大玛利亚的村庄的时候。
In John 11, when the Lord entered the village of Mary and
Martha. 马大迎接主耶稣。
Martha came to greet the Lord.
那玛利亚坐在屋子里。
Mary was sitting inside the house.
不是真的坐在那，还在屋子里头，这个意思。
It doesn't really mean that she was sitting, but rather that she was inside the house.
所以你看到主耶稣站也好，坐也好，就是在神的右边就好。就是你不要特定说那个姿态是要坐着的不可，要站着不可，那就论争了。
And that is to say that whether sitting or standing, the Lord is in the right hand of God.
所以这里就加一个，你要在我的右边。
And tells us that he will sit at his right hand. And he will be the victorious king.
所以我们可以看到诗篇呢，就讲主耶稣，他就用这个诗篇是神儿子，神的受膏者，得胜的君王，在神的右边。
And here it tells us that Jesus is the Son of God. He is at the right hand. He is a king.
啊，时间关系，我们就这样的，就做简单的说明。这个看起来哈，对有些初信者好像比较陌生。
And for some new believers, this may be unfamiliar.
有些同龄说：“哎呀，圣经真深呐、啊，真难呐、啊，啊，不太了解。”
We may say that the Bible is very profound and deep.
其实不深也不难，问题是在你熟悉不熟悉，查考不查考这问题而已。
And the truth is not that it's that.Profound, but whether or not we study it.
那求主耶稣的圣灵带领我们，我们在查考时候勤奋的在查考，就能够掌握旧约新约的连贯性。
May the Spirit of God guide us as we study, so we can see the connection between the Old and New Testament.
而且对圣经的文字句节上下文。
And that we are familiar with these passages in the Bible.
The lexical and grammatical syntactical level and context. 还有最主要的背景。
And that we also understand the background.
还有最主要它的道理，就是神学道理和神学教训。
And also the theological teachings.
那我们就慢慢的，真耶稣教会的信徒应该是比其他的信徒的一般的教界就更加努力用功。
Then the traditional church will be strengthened in this way.
更熟悉圣经。
And that we are familiar with the Bible.
所以我们要改一个，就是说，愿主来加添给我们力量，我们多查考，多熟悉他。
And God gives us the strength to study and to understand.
那这样的话就求主耶稣来继续的带领我们了。
May the Lord continue to lead us.
我们不要唱476，我们来唱那个第七十首。
Let's sing hymn 70.
70.
70.
我们唱一节、三节跟四节。
We will sing verses 1, 3, and 4.
以前我心苦楚、悲伤所往，夫妻无常。唯独基督今作我王，平安喜乐无量。今主基督充满我心，并无别人私知，永远生命平安喜乐都有耶稣赏赐。以前我曾许多好为饥渴，仍然极深，唯独如此天凉破碎，永远暖暖我心。今主基督充满我心，并无别人赐之，永远生命平安喜乐都有耶稣赏赐。以前太重，谁敢把我为传宗者给动，唯独高举可爱我羡慕，是喜具有满后，感觉基督充满我心，并无别人世界，永远生命平安回来都有耶稣赏赐。请坐。
Please be seated.
我们祷告求主耶稣听我们的赞代求。
We pray to God that He will listen to our petitions and requests.
意思就是说我们赞美神的创造，赞美神所给我们的救赎的恩典。
Let us praise Him for His creation and for the grace of salvation.
那我们代求是为那软弱的、病痛的弟兄姊妹，还有教会的事工。
Let us petition for those who are weak and for the work of the church.
祈求呢？祈求神给我们信心充足、灵智、灵力、灵德的增多。
And let us request to God that He will add to our faith.
还有我们要服侍神的这个属灵恩赐，主若愿意会加添更多的给我们。
And let us pray that if God is willing, He will add to us more talents to serve Him.
很多心愿合乎主的，我们不敢妄求，但主愿主成全。
And that those things we request, that He will bring about.
所以用赞代求这三个字眼、三个内容，就是我们祷告的声音了。
And our prayer is filled of this praise and supplication and petitions.
能互相代祷。
Let us pray for one another.
结束今天早上的聚会。
This concludes our morning service.
一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.